God blesses you through the message that you're getting ready to hear. Hey, last week we talked about something, didn't we? What did we talk about last week, Sunday? Sunday. Everybody say Sunday. Why can't I stop? Why can't I stop my bad habits? Then we talked about one of those on Wednesday night, didn't we? Talked about one of those bad habits being cussing. Ooh, how come we can't stop cussing? Takes a while, don't it? Takes a while. We got to give it all to God and let Him take care of it. Amen. Hey, today's message title, he kind of goes in with all that. Why should I trust God? Why should I trust God? That's your title today. We all got a problem trusting people, don't we? We all got a problem trusting people. You ever feel like life that you're living through right now is an ongoing battle? Day in, day out, 24/7. The whole time you're awake, the whole time you're sleeping, you still got a battle going on in your mind, don't you? You might have problems with your pastor. You might have problems with your family. Amen. You might have problems just getting up and going in and coming out. You might have problems walking. You might have problems standing still. For those online, that's an inside joke. We'll have to talk to you later offline. Y'all like it though. It's funny. Well, it was funny to Carol, so we'll just leave that one there. But we all have issues, don't we? We all struggle in life's battle day in and day out. We all fight paying bills. I don't know about you, but it don't matter how much money you got in your bank account. It's a fight to pay your bill. Because you don't want to give it out, do you? You don't want to give that money. You don't want to give that money. Oh, that's a little bit too much. How many of y'all's gas and electric bills, water bills went up? We don't want to write that check, do we? For that more money for the same amount, sometimes less than what we were using before. And the bill's higher. It's like, wait a minute. I didn't do anything. It didn't change anything. My bill's almost double what it was. Some of us might have a problem and a battle fighting ongoing addictions, whether it be drug, alcohol, sex, whatever that addiction might be. Hey, some of y'all, believe it or not, but your addiction could be something sports related. Your addiction could be drag racing or car racing down the roads. Amen? It could be just living for football. We all have different types of addictions, don't we? How many of y'all might be fighting a battle going on right now for keeping your kids on track? Or your grandkids? Or just keeping track of your kids or grandkids? As you get older, guess what? It gets harder to follow them around. It gets harder? It gets harder to chase them. We might just be going through a battle, fighting to hold our marriages together, to hold our friendships together, to hold our family together. Amen. We might be fighting keeping the same crazy people away from us. How many of y'all still know crazy people live around you? Amen. How many of y'all still know crazy people live in your family? Amen. They still cray around there. That might be one of the battles that we're going through, fighting that crazy. Amen. We might be worn down, fighting. We get doubt, don't we? We get discouragement. Amen. We get fight depression. Might be some of the battles that we're going through right now. Amen. And when we fight those, we look at God and it's like, oh, wait a minute. I don't know if He's all He said He was going to be. Because I got saved. And our impression is what? I got saved. I got my life made. It's going to be easy. Easy sell from here on out. Guess what? No. It don't say that in the Bible. God don't say our life's going to be easy. God don't say that we're not going to have battles day in and day out, does He? He don't say we're not going to fight these things that we just mentioned. Amen? And in Psalm 20, King David was preparing for a fight. And he gives this powerful message, a powerful statement. Believe will do this. Believe
Believe will build your faith for battle. Believe will build our faith for battle. If we always believe in God's Word and don't never not trust Him, then we've always got faith in that battle, don't we? We've always got faith when it comes to trusting God. But Psalm 20 verse 7, chapter 20 verse 7, NIV says this: some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Woo! I don't know about you, but I think that might be the better name out of those three choices to trust in. Amen? It's trusting in the Lord God rather than chariots and horses. But I also don't know about you, but I love that verse. Because I'm often, sometimes running around as part of the some part of that. Some chariots, some horses. Rather than trusting fully in the name of the Lord. That's when I feel like I struggle the most. That's when I feel like Satan gets in there and gets that little trust in God thing out of me some. Amen. Some trust in chariots, some in horses. We trust in what we can see, don't we? We trust in what we can see, not what we can't see in our ever-living God. Amen. An ever-loving God. If I'm going into battle, it's easier to trust in a war horse or a chariot than a God that we can't see, isn't it? It's easier for us to do that. We got to get some trust in our lives. Amen. We got to apply the context of that verse to our lives and realize that all the other two things, the chariots and the horses, the some things, are all just vessels. They're all just vessels. But we can trust in the one that gives us life and life more abundantly. Amen. We can trust in the name of God. We can trust in somebody that loves you day in and day out. Amen. It encourages me that David isn't just about faith, about his faith, but it's about his faith after his doubt. Some guy earlier asked, or the same guy earlier asked this. Psalm 13, 1 and 2 in the NIV version says this: how long, Lord? How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? That was David a few chapters ago. And now in chapter 20, he's saying, hey, I got over them things, didn't I? I got my God back. I got my God back. I ain't trusting in those horses. I'm not trusting in those chariots. I got a God that I can trust in. Amen. In the name of the Lord God. At one point, David says, I'm not sure. I'm not sure I can trust God. And later he says, ha ha, with all my heart, I do trust Him. I know I trust Him. Amen. You're talking about a change. That was a heart change that God took David through. Amen. From doubt to trust. So today we're going to talk about how we grow from the David of, I'm not sure how I can trust God, to the David of, I know I do. I know I do. And again, your title is, why should I trust God? Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for your words today, Lord. Lord, I thank you for getting Ronnie out of the way, Lord. Allow your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Lord. Maybe your words, not mine, Lord. Lord, may you open our heart, mind, and soul, Lord, to the message and the blessing that you have for us today, Lord. Lord, of how we can truly learn to trust you in every situation, Lord. No matter what we're going through, Lord. No matter how bad we think it might be, Jesus. And Lord, we love you. And ask you to be with us through the rest of the message, Lord. And the rest of the service, Lord. May you get all glory, honor, and praise today, Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen. How do you grow from? How do we grow from, I'm not sure I can trust God, to, I know I do? How do we grow from early?
earlier David to the later David.
I got the answer is this. We do three things. Each one of us does three things in order to grow. From I'm not sure I can trust God, but I know I do. We got a question, we got to pray, and we got to surrender. We got a question, we got to pray, and we got to surrender. We got a question, God. We got a question. Amen. Hey, it's okay to question our awesome God. He wants us to talk to Him. He wants us to bring our issues to Him. He wants us to bring our doubts to Him. Amen. It's all right to have some doubts every once in a while, as long as you still fully trust in Him. But He wants us to question Him. Again, it's okay. And yes, beyond a shadow of a doubt, yes, we can question God. He saw David, who was the man after God's own heart, question Him, didn't he? I'm sure if David can question Him, I'm sure we can. Amen. I'm sure you can. Someone said, we're closer to God when we're asking questions than when we think we hold all the answers. And I would agree with that. We are closer to God when we're asking questions than when we think we hold all the answers. Because when we think we hold all the answers, guess who that is? That's us. And ain't got a bit of God in it. Amen? We got to turn everything over to Him. We got to question. Amen? And this is exactly what a hurting dad did in Mark chapter 9. If you don't know the story, think about this. Dad had a son who was battling an evil spirit. Spirit caused the boy to convulse, foam at the mouth. The dad told Jesus that the evil spirit was there. Mark 9:22, it says this. Mark 9:22. It has often thrown him into the fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. That was the Father's request. That was His question to our Lord and Savior Jesus. Because back then, a lot of times, they would have just threw him to the side. Amen. The ones who were possessed, they just threw them to the side like somebody with leprosy. They just cast them aside and out of society. But the dad said, hold up. I love him. I love my kid. I love my son. I know what he was like before that spirit got in there. I know Jesus can take care of him. So instead of us killing him with fire or water, Won't I ask Jesus to help me a little bit? Won't I question Him? See if He'll take care of us. And it said there at the end that. But if He can do anything, take pity on us and help us. Amen. So what do you do? If you're wondering why, ask God why. If you got a question of why, ask Him. That's what He's there for. He's our Father in heaven so that we can talk to Him about any problem that we got. A lot of us have problems when we get into those little situations. First place we run is where? Society. Social media. The devil. The devil's world. Guess what? We are not going to get no answers there. We're not going to get God saying why. Answering the why. We're just going to get further away from Him. Amen? Further away from trusting Him fully like we should. If you don't know what to do, ask God for wisdom, like that dad did. Ask Him for wisdom to help you. If you're hurting, cast all our cares on a God that loves us. Why? Because He cares for each one of us. Amen? He loves each one of us. All we got to do is cast them on Him. Trust Him to take care of Him. Amen? And I promise you this. God would rather you run to Him with our questions than run from Him with our doubts. God would rather us run to Him with our questions than run from Him with our doubts. Now that was the first one. Question. The second one is, you pray. I don't know about you, but we don't really get anywhere until we pray, do we? If we're doing it without praying, we're doing it without God. Amen. Look at our text. The hurting dad wonders if Jesus can do anything to help. And what did Jesus do? Jesus responded to him, didn't he? He responded to him. Mark 9:23-24 says this. If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for one who believes. Everything is possible for one who believes. And what happened? It didn't take no 5 days later, did it? Next section says, immediately, the boy's father exclaimed. He's talking about a prayer right there. He prayed for Jesus to take care of him, and he did it. And immediately, the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. The dad was struggling, wasn't he? The dad was struggling with the son. So he asked questions. Then he prayed, didn't he? Help me. Help me, Jesus. I want to believe. I want to truly believe so that my son can get healed. I sort of believe, but I'm not all the way there. Amen? That's what the dad was saying. I want to trust you, but I'm not sure how. I need you to help me trust you. I need you to help me overcome my unbelief. So the dad questioned. Then the dad prayed for the help, for his faith, to overcome that unbelief. And how did Jesus respond to him? Come back to me later when you're more serious. Be prepared. Have at least mustard seed faith. I don't think he went off through all that, did he? No, he said, Jesus acknowledged his question. He heard the dad's prayer. And what did he do? He cast that demon out of that boy. Amen? Because of that father's faith. Because of that father's questioning. Because of that father's prayers. He cast the demon out. He built the dad's faith, didn't he? He built it up. I don't know about you, but how good is Jesus? He is still building up our faith and our trust today. Amen. What do you do when you find it difficult to trust God? To trust that God that we can't see? When we face the problems that we don't understand? I know there's a lot of them out there that we don't fully understand in our own selves. Amen. So you question, you pray. And the third thing that we do is this. We surrender. Everybody say surrender. Everybody watching online, type surrender in the comments. What does it mean to truly surrender? What does it mean to truly surrender? It means as we grow in our faith, we will choose to trust God even when we don't understand. Let me repeat that. Surrendering means that we choose to trust God even when we don't understand fully what's going on. One of my favorite verses in the Bible that speaks of this is Proverbs 3:5-6. Proverbs 3:5-6. And it says this. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, submit to Him. And He will make your path straight. He will straighten us out, won't He? He will take care of us. The middle part of that grabs my attention. Scripture tells us not to lean on our own understanding. Because I'm going to tell you, Ronnie's understanding is not good. It's low. It's small compared to the mighty God that we have. Amen? So we can't lean on our own understanding. We have to turn it over and submit it all to God. Submit it all to Him so He'll make our path straight. What's the problem with our understanding? I'll tell you what the problem with my understanding is. Our understanding is limited. It's not full capacity like God's is. You ever do something that you were sure was a good idea, but when you got done with it, it was about a stupid idea. It was about the stupidest idea you had ever tried. Why? Because our understanding is limited. Almost everything that we're going to try to do, we're going to think is a good thing to do. Amen? It's a good idea. That's because our understanding is so small, so limited. But God's Word says, don't lean on what's limited. Amen? Don't lean on Ronnie. Lean on God. Amen? Instead, you should trust. Instead, we should choose to trust, even though we don't understand the details of the situation. The Hebrew word translated as trust is the word batach. B-A-T-A-C-H. Batach. It means to stretch out, to lie face down before God. Batach represents a servant waiting for the master's will or command. When we trust, we're to surrender to the will of the master. And that master is God and Jesus Christ. Amen. You may remember Jesus before going to the cross, falling down on his face in the Garden of Gethsemane. He asked, what did he ask? Y'all remember? Quick. Somebody? He asked, if it's possible, he was talking to God, if it's possible, remove this cup. If it's possible, remove this cup. But he surrendered, didn't he? He surrendered. Nevertheless, not my will be done, but yours. Not my will be done, but yours. So how do you do that practically? How do we surrender those will like God, like Jesus did? What does it mean to trust God with all of our hearts? First, let's remember what it's not. Trusting God doesn't mean we always get what we want. Amen? Nowhere in the Bible does it say if you accept Jesus and a relationship with Him that you'll get everything you want. Amen? Nowhere in the Bible does it say if you accept this relationship with Jesus, you're going to have easy peasy street until you die and go to heaven. That ain't nowhere in there, is it? So trusting God doesn't mean we always get what we want. It doesn't mean nothing bad never happens to us. Amen? Trusting God means that no matter what happens, we believe that God loves us and is working all things for our good. Amen? He is working all things for our character, for our nature, for our goodness. Romans 8:28 says this, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Amen. Not our purpose, but God's purpose. So how do we grow in trust in a God that we can't see? We question. We pray. We surrender. Amen. You got three things there that we just talked about that did those three. What did David do? He questioned, where are you? Where are you? Where are you, God? I don't feel your presence as I did. Amen. He prayed. One thing I ask, dwell. Dwell back with me, Lord. And he surrendered. He chose not the sum of the horse and chariots, but to fully trust God in everything, in every day in his life. The dad did this. He questioned, can you do anything to help my demon-possessed son? He prayed, I do believe. Help me overcome. And then he surrendered. And when he did, what happened? When the dad surrendered, what happened? God healed his son. His son, the demons were cast out of his son, building his faith. Amen. And what did Jesus do? Jesus questioned, oh my God, my God, my God, why are you making me go through this? They're getting ready to string me up. Why are you making me go through this? And then he prayed, didn't he? Then he prayed, Father, into your hands I commit myself. I commit to your will and not mine. Amen. And then what happened? He surrendered. Jesus surrendered to the full will of the Father. And what happened? 3 days later, what happened? Fast stone got rolled away. Amen. Talking about faith building. Everybody that seen it at that point, faith was a little bit built stronger, wasn't it? So that's where we are right now. Even though we don't understand the plan all the time, we got to trust God for the purpose. Amen. We got to trust God for the belief. You may be hurting. You may be struggling. You may be questioning God right now. Maybe you're wondering, how do I trust God when something happens? When you want to get married, but there's no godly prospects. Clock's ticking. How do you trust God when you're trying to save a marriage, but you're only one fighting for it? How do you trust God when there's way more bills than we have income? How do we trust God when we prayed and prayed and prayed and there's nothing different? We're praying to the wrong people at that point, aren't we? But here's how we do it. We trust God by we question, we pray, and we surrender. Amen. Trusting God with all our heart. Lean not on our own understanding. And always acknowledge Him. And He will make our paths straight. Because trust doesn't mean that we'll get what we want. It don't mean Ronnie will get a new car when he comes out and leaves the building. That'd be nice, but it don't mean it's going to happen. Amen? But I can't get mad at God and not trust God just because it's not going to happen. Amen? At the core, we believe that God loves us. Amen? And we believe that He's working all things for our good. And that's why some trust in chariots and horses, but we trust in the Lord our God. Amen? As they come for the final song, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, Lord, I again thank you for moving Ronnie out of the way, Lord, allowing your Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct me today, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your word spoken and not mine, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your message today, Lord, about true trust, Lord, about how we can have it even when we don't fully understand what's going on in the situations that we're living through, Lord. Lord, may you continue to impress upon each one of our hearts, Lord, that nothing in God's Word says our lives will be easy, just that the reward will be great, Lord, when we die and go to heaven instead of hell, Jesus. Lord, we ask you just to put somebody in front of us this week, Lord, that we can speak to and tell them about their need for their trust and relationship in you, Jesus. Lord, we ask you just to be with us, Lord. In your name I pray. Everybody said?
Amen.
Amen.